The Gemara just explained the mission in a way which results that Rabbi Yossi holds that when an Osir and Mutter thing combine to produce an item, the item is Osir. How could it be? In the mission regarding Orla, Rabbi Yossi says that when an Osir and Mutter thing combine to produce a new tree, it's Mutter. You can't answer that it's only regarding the stringent area of a Vaita Zara that Rabbi Yossi holds such an item would be Osir, because with regard to a field that was fertilized with fertilizer of a Vaita Zara, or a cow that was fattened with food of a Vaita Zara, there's one Braisa that says that's Mutter, one Braisa says it's Osir. Presumably the Braisa that says that the Mutter follows Rabbi Yossi, and the one that says Osir follows Rabbanan. This means that Rabbi Yossi says the item is mutter even when an avodah zarah is one of the factors. And for tomorrow, we can say that the braisa that says that it's asr follows Rabbi Eliezer, and the braisa that says mutter follows Rabbanon, based on a machlokes in a mishnah. Where do we find the views of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon? It can't be from the following mishnah regarding yeast, which says that when yeast of chulin and yeast of truma fell into a dough, each one by itself not being large enough to make the dough rise, but together making the dough rise, Rabbi Eliezer says, we look at whichever yeast fell in last. If the truma fell in last, the dough becomes also to a non-koyim. If the chulin fell in last, mutter. The chum say that the order doesn't matter. Rather, if there's not enough to iser to cause the dough to rise, it won't become aser. Abai explained that Rabbi Eliezer only holds that way when the truma yeast was removed. However, if both yeasts remain in the dough is aser because the combination of two things, one of which is aser, is also aser. This would seem to show that Rabbi Eliezer holds that when an aser and mutter thing combine to produce an item, the item is aser. This can't be the source of the view, however, because the reason of Rabbi Eliezer, it could be it's not like Abai says. Maybe it's because he follows whatever fell in last, whether or not the truma was removed. Rather, the view of Rabbi Eliezer can be seen from the following mission. The mission discusses using wood of an Asherah tree, which is also Bahanah. And the mission says that if someone fired up a new oven that was never before fired up, and he uses Asherah wood to do so, the oven has to be crushed. If it's an old oven, it has to be left to cool down. If bread was baked in that oven, either the new oven at the time that after the Asherah was put in the wood, or even in an old oven before it was left to cool down, the bread becomes also Bahanah. If the bread becomes mixed in other breads, they all become also Bahanah. Rabbi Eliezer says that the oven becomes Asher, but says that one may redeem the Asher benefit onto money and dispose of that money. The Rabbanan say, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah like that. We see there, Eliezer holds it when an Asr and Mutter thing combined to produce an item, meaning the bread, the item is Asr. Where do we find the view of the Rabbanan? It can't be the view of the Rabbanan in the mission regarding Asherah wood, because they're even more machmer than Eliezer. How do we see the makel? Rather, Zakhmar must be the view of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah regarding the yeast. In fact, maybe the Rabbanan only makel in regard to the yeast, but maybe they're not going to be so makel in the case of Avodah Zarah. Rather, Zakhmar, we can say that the Braisa from the beginning that we learned earlier that says that the field fertilized with Avodah Zarah and the cow fattened with Avodah Zarah are mutter, that follows Rabbi Yossi, whereas the second Braisa that says that there also follows Rabbanan, we will then have to explain our Mishnah as Rabbi Yossi saying to Rabbanan, according to me, I hold that when Osir and Mutter things combine to produce an item, the item is Mutter, and therefore it's Mutter to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree in the winter. However, according to you, who hold that when Osir and Mutter things combine to produce an item, the item is Osir, you also must say that it's Osir to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree even in the winter, because the falling leaves act as fertilizer for the vegetables. However, the Rabbanan say no, because they hold like Rav the son of Kahana, that the detriment of the shade cancels out the benefit of the leaves. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel Pasan like Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara says it was a garden that was fertilized, for Avodah Zarah. Amar Meister Rabbi Yossi, whether it's Mutter, he said that Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel Pasan like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore it's Mutter. Zuck, the next mishnah, if a person took branches from an Asherah tree, they're also Bahanah. If someone fired up a new oven that was never fired up before, when he used Asherah wood to do so, the oven has to be crushed. If it's an old oven, it has to be left to cool down. If bread was baked in the oven, either the new one when there was Asherah wood in there, after the Asherah was put in there, or it's an old oven before it was left to cool down, the bread becomes also Bahanah. If the bread becomes mixed in others, they become Asr Bahanah. Rabbi Eliezer, he agrees the oven becomes Asr, but he says that one may redeem that Asr benefit onto money and dispose of the money. But instead of them, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah like that. Mishnah continues, if a person took a splinter to use as a tool used by a weaver, the splinter is Asr Bahanah, meaning it's from an Asherah tree. If a garment was woven using this splinter, the garment becomes Asr Bahanah. If the garment becomes mixed in other garments and those other become mixed in yet others, they all become Asr Bahanah. Rabbi Eliezer says again, you can redeem the Asr benefit onto money and dispose of the money. Rabbi Eliezer again say, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah like that. Zuckerberg, both of these cases are necessary to be given. Why? Because if we only had the first case, we would say that only in that case, Rabbi Eliezer says the benefit could be redeemed onto money, because the bread is completed only when the wood is totally destroyed. And therefore, you could redeem it. But in the case of the woven garment, the splinter still exists when the garment exists, and therefore maybe it's also to redeem it. And if we don't have the second case, we would say over there the Rabbanan say it's also, because only over there the splinter remains intact. But in the first case where the wood is destroyed, maybe he would agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Zakhim Rabbi Chia, the son of Rabbi Nachmani, named Rabbi Chis, named Rabbi Ze'iri, said, Allah follows Rabbi Eliezer, that the benefit could be redeemed. Rabbi Adbar Hava said, this is only in the case of the bread and the weaving, where in both cases the Isser is not recognizable in the item. However, there's a barrel of Yayin Nesach mixed among barrels of wine, we would not allow the owner to redeem the value of the Yayin Nesach. Rav Chissa said, even in that case, we would allow him to do so. We find that Rav Chissa actually paskin that way he just said, in practice, in a case that was brought before him. Zuck, the next Mishnah, how is one mevatel an asherah tree? It said if he removed dry branches from it, uses firewood or moist branches for his own use, or he took a stick or a twig or even a leaf from it, it becomes batel. If he took off even a small piece but did so for the benefit of the tree, it remains asher. If the person did so for his own benefit, for his own purpose, then it becomes mutter. For acting Gemara, when a small piece is removed for the benefit of the tree itself, what's the halacha regarding that piece that was removed? Gemara says machlek to Rav Huna and Chia Barav, one said it's asher, one said it's mutter. A braisa says like the view that the piece is mutter. The braisa says if a guy chips off a piece of avodah zarah, let's say an asherah tree for the goy's own needs, so the chipped off piece and the avodah zarah become mutter. If he did so for the purpose of caring for the avodah zarah remains aser, but the chipped off piece is mutter. If a yid chipped off a piece of avodah zarah, whether it was for the needs of the yid or for the needs of the avodah zarah, the piece and the avodah zarah remain aser. Zok the Gemara Vayta, we have learned with regard to an avodah zarah that broke on its own, Rav said it has to be mevatel each and every piece. Shmuel said, like explained by the Gemara, that an avodah zarah that broke on its own only has to be made bottle if it broke in the course of its natural growth. Maybe the chalikas between them is that Rav says that Goyim even worship the pieces of a broken avodah zarah, and Shmuel says that they don't. And for the Gemara, maybe that everyone agrees that they even worship the broken pieces. Machlokes is maybe regarding a case where the broken pieces were further broken into smaller pieces. Rav says that they even worship those. Shmuel says not. No, the Teretz, we can say that everyone agrees that even when broken pieces were further broken into smaller pieces, they're mutter. They argue regarding an avodah zarah that is made of pieces that can be put together even by someone who's not an expert. In this case, Rav says that since anyone can put it together, it doesn't become bottle. And Shmuel says since it did not come apart in its course of natural growth, it's mutter and doesn't need to be made bottle. Hadnalach perakol hatzlamim.